For CJLO News, this is Ahmed Mujtahid. When asked how the CAQ government plans to figure out who qualifies for English services in the province, Quebec Premier François Legault said that Quebec's historic Anglophones will be dictated by Bill 101. Anyone who went to English school in the province or is a member of an Indigenous group will be entitled to receive government services in English. Everyone else will receive them in French only. This comes after Quebec Immigration Minister Simon Jolin Barrette suggested that newcomers to the province should be obliged to receive all government documents in French. He added that only the historic Anglophone minority should be allowed to communicate with the government in English. In national news, Canadians across the country have been getting phone calls from scammers claiming to come from several different federal government departments. According to CBC, some of the calls warned potential victims their social insurance numbers have been compromised, while other victims are told they owe the government money and are in legal trouble. Federal government officials were unable to say how many departments and agencies have been affected to date by the scam, but CBC News has identified a dozen, including bodies like the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre, local RCMP divisions, and the Cybersecurity Centre. Fraud experts are calling it organized crime on an international level, telling people to be vigilant and to never give out any personal information over the phone. Three women and six children from a Mormon community in Mexico were killed while traveling in a three-car caravan near the U.S.-Mexico border, according to Mexico's security minister. Investigators believe the three vehicles traveling between the Mexican states of Sonora and Chihuahua were ambushed by criminal groups. Officials and family members believe that Mexican drug cartels carried out the attack, though it is not clear which cartel did so. It is also not yet clear if the attack specifically targeted the family or if it was a case of mistaken identity. In the wake of the attack, U.S. President Donald Trump offered Mexico military support and called for war against drug cartels in a series of tweets. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.